Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. Here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Today we'll be talking about Legends of Draxia, which is a deck builder of sorts, card game put out by Mythica Gaming. And I don't know who exactly got their hands on this, but we're going to run through and talk about this and let you know what we think as soon as everyone puts their phones down. But until they do, you can find the rest of our stuff at reviewandroast.com, where we review movies, board games, video games, TV, books, comic books.
Stuff. Cookbooks.
And you can listen to all of our other podcasts at comicroast.com. And other than that, like I said, Legends of Draxia. Nailed it. Brought this was it Max?
I think it was. I remember over the summer, maybe, I went to gaming and the guy was like, oh, you should check out this game. I'm like, yeah, and then no. And I was just like, well, okay, what's it about? And he's like, oh, it's basically like a fantasy version of Settlers of Catan. And I'm like, that doesn't sound really that great. Because, I mean, I like Settlers of Catan, but at least part of that has to do with the fact it was one of the first games I owned. So I think if I played it for the first time now, I may not like it as much. But I'm not looking for another version of it, I guess. But yeah, I blew it off, and then Max came over with it maybe a few weeks later, and it just sat here. So we just, you know, sat on it for months, and then we played it not too long ago, just kind of looking around for something to play. And yeah, it's nothing like Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the worst comparison I've ever heard in my life.
It's not great.
Like, they both have resources, that's where the comparison stops. But I mean, just about every game we have on the shelf there.
I mean, 75% of them.
Hey, you're with us.
Nailed. I'm here. I've been here the whole time.
I feel like if you have to make a comparison at all, I'd say it falls somewhere between Dominion and Thunderstone.
I'd say closer to Thunderstone only because of the battling.
Yeah.
So, okay, anywho. I don't know exactly how many characters in a deck. You could probably count them as Brian practice shuffles in his microphone for the whole time. But
I'll do it right by the microphone. I like
basically,
that.
You know, everyone draws three characters. You pick one, shuffle them back in, pass the deck, and next guy draws his three, picks his guy, blah, blah, blah. That's how you pick your character. Each character has a specific end game scoring condition. You know, like the one like Mike and I just played before waiting on Brian. And mine was, for every five monsters I kill, I get an extra 7 points. So there's other ones that for every two resources, you get 4 points or something.
I just had the one that was for every humanoid killed, I get 3.
Right.
But basically, so far, I mean, yours was a better generalized one, where mine, those specific ones are sort of virtually impossible to hit.
Well, we'll touch on the specifics, I suppose, in a minute here. But anywho, after that, everyone starts with 3 resources, and when you get your turn starts, you draw 2, and then you can either build a building or you can fight a monster. Now, when you build a building, there's a farm, which gives supplies you 1 food per turn. There's a blacksmith that gives you 1 sword per turn, and so on and so forth. There's 7 different buildings, I think. 1 supplies stone, food, gold.
Right.
And then there's cathedrals. The cathedrals in the game, they don't give you anything. Well, for every 2 that you have, you get to draw an extra resource when your turn comes around. But once the last cathedral is built, that triggers the end of the game. Or once all of the monsters have been drawn, that also will trigger the end of the game.
And now, doesn't 2 of the buildings either give you, like, 1 sword or 1 arrow?
The blacksmith will give you the sword.
Right.
And I believe
the bow and arrow.
The archery range or whatever will give you a bow.
Right.
Right. Quarry, farm, then there's a shop that gives you 1 of anything.
Yeah, right. That's a nice one.
Alchemist Guild gives you gold.
Right. Now, the first time we played this, I pretty much was done with it. Because when it comes to the spells, there's certain spells in there that, again, will help you out at the end. I forget. It's like a mana pool or something.
Yep.
There's 6 of them in the deck. For every one you have, you get, I think, 3 points and then 6 points and then the more you have, the more points you get at the end of the game. But there's a spell in there called Haste, which will allow you to take two actions on your turn. You can build two buildings, you can fight two monsters, or one of each instead of just one or the other. And the first time we played, I played with Brian and Max, and they were both whipping Haste out every single turn. Every turn. I never got one. So I feel like my resources were very scarce the first time we played, because nobody bothered to tell me that you can trade any two in to substitute for anything you want. So I'm sitting here like an idiot, no buildings, no monsters, just drawing resources like an asshole. And these guys are building buildings, drawing everything, taking six turns in a row. And it's like, dude, this game is so unbalanced. But I've been, I guess, suckered back to the table on this one a few times. And now every time I play it, it gets better. It gets better.
Did it just get better because you just won that one?
Oh, I did. I totally did. I totally won with like 111 points. I don't know if that, I think that's a record. I think I broke the game.
I mean, I had 108. You won by three.
That's
I've broken
100. Inch or a mile, my friend.
I've broken 100 in this game at least twice.
Yeah, I broke 110.
Well, I think it might be a little bit easier to break when there's just two players. Like,
right, yeah. But, you know, also, and I'm not trying to offend anyone at the table here, but I think, you know, especially with a game that's fresh out of the box, it takes more than, you know, a quarter of a second of shuffling to really mix the cards up properly. So I feel like, you know, Mike had his whole little system here, and, you know, we talked about the fact that Max and maybe Brian weren't shuffling all that well. I feel like the game was a lot more balanced and way smoother this last time we played.
Well, normally when I shuffle things like that, you see how I almost always kind of deal them out. You know, one food, one stone, one arrow, one sword, and make piles of that, and then I put those all together, and then I reshuffle them.
Right.
So, I mean, you are going to get back-to-back food, probably.
Does get weird when he puts his short sword in the deck, but, I mean,
just one. One short sword, two stones. It's my new video.
Picture that how you will.
Yeah, but you know, and I'll admit, the second time I played it, I sat down begrudgingly and probably knowingly made terrible moves just to prove how fucking stupid it was. But all in all, I was robbing myself of fun. Because it's actually, you know, especially because I won, but it's not nowhere near as bad as I had originally.
No, just playing it right there, and honestly, a two-player game to sit down, kind of like how you beat me up at Age of War all the time. It's a fun, definitely a fun, like, two-player, quick, like, waiting on somebody to get here. I would say we were pretty awesome for that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it took us a good 30-40 minutes between two people. But legit,
took about 5 minutes to set up, and that was with me taking my sweet time.
But, you know, let's think of it this way, too. Like, I knew that if I really wanted to utilize my hero, I had to fight as many monsters as possible. So I had to make sure that the cathedrals weren't really being taken, because that's going to end the game and screw me out of points. So,
right.
You know, there's a little more strategy to it than I initially had thought.
I wouldn't mind seeing like two more cathedrals and like six more monsters.
Yeah,
just a little, just especially in like a three player. I've never played it four player yet, which I would imagine is probably super quick.
It seems like with games of this nature, the more players you have, the more cards you add. You know what I mean? Like Seven Wonders, for instance. You know,
there's
specific cards for a specific amount of people. This one, it is what it is, whether it's two or seven. You know what I mean? I don't know if it can play up to seven, but there's...
I want
to
say four or five.
There's 13 heroes in the game. Crystal didn't. She just sat there and tried to buy a bag from...
I have multiple boot bags.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called feet.
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, what?
What exactly did you like about
it? For a game that costs, what, like $10, these cards are really well done. The art is really, really professional looking. I mean, I don't think this company has any other games out right now.
$25 on it.
Yeah, that's Amazon. I'm talking about in store. It was pitched to me at like $10 or $12. Whatever Amazon's selling. Amazon's selling Scythe for like $120.
Right, but this is straight from Mythica Gaming. They have an Amazon store now.
Oh, maybe the price went up a little bit with a little bit of popularity.
Could be.
Well, there's 16 reviews on Amazon, which very well could be the guys that created it and their friends, but it's straight up 5-star across the board.
Really?
Well, anyway.
Neat.
Back to, from what I recall, the game was selling for about $10 to $12 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And, I mean, there's as much content here as you'd get out of, like, say, just for example, Arctic Scavengers, that one deck builder we played once.
Once, yes.
For a game that costs like $40 and comes in a gigantic box, there's probably the same amount of cards.
Yeah.
And at this point, because now, I mean, when we first started doing this stuff, you see a game like Dominion, there's a lot of wasted space in that box, and the game was like $40-$50. You see a game like this, fits into a
deck box of cards.
Yeah, you can fit it in your coat pocket.
A smidge of a smidge bigger than a regular deck, double deck of cards.
It's like box. The size of the Magic deck boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Right, it just kind of makes you think, like, why am I paying $50 for a box that, you know, I'm never going to fill up when I can get a game of equal size for, like, one quarter of the price that's just as good? And I would say in the realm of, easier to mid-level deck builders in terms of strategy, this pretty much holds its own with the Dominions. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to give it, like, Thunderstone level of accolades, but I mean, in terms of like Dominion or games of that nature, I feel like this game is just as good, maybe a little bit more varied.
Well, it's I wouldn't really compare it to a game like that because it's not really a deck builder in the way that you don't add to your deck, because everything you buy goes out in front of you building wise. It doesn't go into your hand. It automatically gets put on a table for you. So it's slightly different, but I mean, I get where your head's at.
All right, fair enough.
I think you're nitpicking over there. Yeah.
It's a collective deck builder.
No. Because you're not building your deck. You're drawing resources and spending resources. You're not building your deck at all. You're building your town, you could say.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're building your...
It's a town builder.
There you go. It's a tabletop card builder.
Card town builder?
Yeah.
What's the box say?
It's right there.
It's a tabletop builder.
Resource management, city building, monster hunting, spell slinging game. All right, I'm not.
Duh.
Yeah, duh. That's.
I should have committed that to memory a long time ago. Yeah,
what a jackoff.
And it's got bears.
Does it? Yeah, the bears is what the reason Scott just won that game.
So this game is set in Wyoming.
Dude, I drew three dragons I couldn't kill. If I didn't kill that last one, you would have won.
For sure.
So what did you like about it?
I didn't like it. I changed my mind. I was all for it when we sat out, and then I got a fucking whooping. I'm out.
Just like Age of War.
No, well, at least this game I've actually
won. Brian, you want to talk about Splendor?
Age of War, I've never won again. I don't think I've ever won a game of Splendor either, honestly.
I'll sit out next
time. I don't even know if I ever came in second.
I don't think I ever finished.
Yeah, for real. No, I actually do like this game for most of the same reasons Brian said. And one of the other things that is cool, which you don't get since it's not in a big box, is a big fat rule book. I feel like there's three cards over there with rules.
Double-sided, though.
And they answer all the questions.
Yeah. And there's a playthrough video.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even need that. I mean, I've never seen that. But, I mean, there's legitimately three double-sided playing cards with decent-sized print on them, and that's all the rules you need to know.
Pretty much.
So that's kind of one of those things where, you know, half the time we don't learn how to play the game till the last 5 minutes. This one, it's kind of right there.
It is. I just wish I had looked at them the first time we played.
That's yeah, right. That's on you.
Yeah,
for it being is. Dumb.
It totes.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, your turn. Totes.
Yeah. I haven't looked at all.
I like that I won.
Yeah, I like that I'm the best.
I like to thank the Academy.
I'm the champ for today. And I haven't looked at all the heroes, but I like that there's like they add different. It's going to add a different strategy to everyone who's playing. In that aspect, you can't just go in with the same cathedrals because that's not always going to work. I had three. Mike had seven or some shit.
Six.
So
I think you had four because you closed it out.
Yeah, you're right. I did. So either way, I feel like that'll add just a slight bit of change to every hero you get. And because you can't just go through the deck of heroes, grab whatever you want. I mean, you're theoretically supposed to. I feel like you can't just figure out the best way to win and keep hammering. You have a different goal.
All right, ask me what I don't like first.
Your face. Okay. Mike, what
did if we're moving on?
Yeah, we'll move. Well, yeah. Apparently, okay. I'm done talking now. So
no, it's fine because my retort is exactly that. Like, I actually that's the thing I don't like about the game is the heroes.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're not as important as you think they are.
I think this is the first time I've actually tried to
utilize said hero.
Well, and that's the thing too. Brian wins this game more often than not, and he's always doing it by slaying the shit out of monsters.
Oh yeah,
he could care less about the
right.
He's eighth.
He is.
He's a devil worship.
Well, they all know now.
Yep.
Yeah, cat's out. But yeah, I think, like I said, a lot of those, it's basically, you know, I had the one kill humanoid monsters.
I've had that one
to get a bonus one. I've had And shame on me for picking it, but I mean, I really basically only had three different ones: kill humanoids, kill undead, or kill the other ones.
I think I've had the humanoid one before, and there are so few humanoids.
Oh, I swear there's like only six in there, because
I don't even think that.
I killed everyone I got. You couldn't kill two, and then there was one left at the end.
You gotta point out the fact that I'm a bitch.
Because you killed less monsters than you actually killed.
I killed like 13.
That wasn't bad. I think I didn't kill that, actually. But yeah, I just, again, even if you're running through that deck, it was like me trying to, you know, draw a lot of spells to get haste. I draw four spells in a row, can't pull anything, and the next two you pick up are haste spells. So it's like, yeah. I killed three monsters, get nothing, and the next two you flip up is a humanoid, something else, and then a humanoid. It's like, well, geez. You know, you can't catch a break around.
Jeez.
Yeah. Jiminy.
Brian, what, I didn't like that I wasn't here to play with you guys.
That's pretty much it. No, I kind of feel like the heroes are unbalanced in terms of, I feel like certain heroes you have to try harder to do more specific things to kind of be competitive. Like, there's a few heroes in this game that it seems like there's a edge towards having. Like the one, like you said, 5 points for every, or 7 points for every 5 monsters you get. There's other heroes where it's just like you get 3 points for every like undead zombie with a mustache, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm being really hyperbolic, but it's kind of
like we said, the humanoids. There's probably only six in a large number, so it's tough to get. And I mean, you can go a whole game without killing one.
I just remember there was one game where we played, and I got stuck with a hero that like completely hampered any ability for me to stay in the game pretty much halfway through and beyond.
I almost feel like you should get a, not necessarily a bonus, but there's no like attribute to having one. Like, this bitch gives you +1 bow. This guy gives you one more sword. This guy gives you something. I mean, it'd be hard for somebody to give you a gold per round. That would be ridiculous.
Well, the only problem,
but a less bonus towards the end.
I guess the problem with that would be, seeing as though your hero is supposed to be face down secret, because nobody's supposed to know what goal you're trying to attain. It's kind of hard to prove.
But again, the goals I feel like aren't such a big thing. Like, what do you care if I got to kill humanoid?
Well, if I know your goal is to kill stuff, I'm going to draw more monsters.
No, I know, but we both don't have to. There isn't two of the same like other games.
Sure, there are.
Well, to compare it to like another game,
heroes, right?
You know what I mean?
When you get one of the characters in Lords of Waterdeep, they're all pretty much even in terms of what they give you if you can meet certain expectations. Like, some of them will be like, oh, you know, 4 points for every arcane quest you complete, 4 for every con.
Yeah, right,
whatever.
I'm not
sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody, at least, it's kind of a matter of getting to the place you need to get on time, the quest you need. I mean, there's no way of knowing who has what.
Right.
But really, at that point, you're kind of just playing what's on the table, whereas opposed to, at least you have a chance, I feel like. Whereas this, like, I feel like there's some heroes in this game where it's like, you really got to have every card flip in your favor in order to really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, here, Scott had kill 5 monsters, get 7 points. I thought I was going to be sitting pretty with kill 1 humanoid and get 3.
Yeah, because at that point,
yeah, the joke's on me, because I killed 8 monsters and got 6 like a jackass.
Right, and in that case, you could just waste a bunch of low-level nothing monsters, and just for every 5 nothing monsters, you get 7.
Yeah, except
points.
I drew 2 level 8 dragons.
Yeah, you throw them in the pile and move on.
See, now that's the harsh thing about this
Which
kind
of screws me out of you did throw 2 humanoids in the pile, and it was like, dang.
Right, because when the spells run out and when the resources run out, they just shuffle and boom, you got a new deck. Monsters, that's it.
I feel like if you can't kill them, they got to go back.
If you don't beat them, they don't get shuffled back in. Yeah. They just go in the discard pile, and when the last one's drawn, game's triggered to end.
I feel like they should stay face up for you for the next time you need to fight. That's what I think they should
do. Yeah, that might be interesting.
That's what I think.
Well, if you pull a dragon and you can't beat it.
I can't kill nothing else now until I beat it.
That would be it.
I think so.
Yeah, it stays out in front of you, or maybe it stays out in front of you for 3 rounds.
Maybe we should save that for the what would you do differently. All right.
Well, I think we just did that section. All right,
we'll start that one then.
Doing stuff.
But you're fucking...
Well, you just run with it.
With your hosting skills.
Hey, grab it and go.
No, that's cool.
I have other stuff.
Go.
I have a laundry list. I really don't, but I mean, I'll make one up.
I mean, it is a 22-minute.
Why are there not enough guys with mustaches in this game?
There's probably more than you think.
I think there should be more.
Well, the skeleton guys might have used to have them.
Maybe they should still.
Is that like Michael?
How about a mustache indentation? Previous.
Do you know how mustaches on your face, not in your face?
No, they're in your face. You see them all the time.
All right, this is taking a turn for the worse, folks.
So what do you do different?
Yeah.
Make you fight the monster.
I would agree with that. That's not my pick, necessarily.
It doesn't happen in any other game.
What do you mean?
Sure it does.
Yeah, but I mean, well, in this case, you could literally end the game by just drawing a monster and throwing him in the garbage every single round.
You're not going to get anywhere, though.
Yeah, but you can end the game that way. You know what I mean?
If you're, like, losing super bad, you could be like, fuck it, I'm just going to fight monsters. Oh, look, can't beat this guy, can't beat this guy, can't beat this guy.
Yeah, in theory.
Yeah, it would take a long time for you
ruin
to
ruin the fun.
Not really, but yeah, like you said, what if every time it comes around to you, it's an undead guy, and that's the ones I need to kill, and I'd get frustrated and flip the table over.
That's such a heavy take.
Maybe he'll just nut bump in, what, really hard?
Right. I can do that, too.
I'll wait until you
put the fan on and blow it on the cards.
Maybe just.
So the point is, that would be a slight change that probably would actually make. Is it still awesome? I think it's pretty.
I don't like your change. Brian, what do you got?
I would have it to where once the spells are used, they're gone. Like, there's no, like, oh, the spell deck ran out, let's reshuffle it back in. That way, I feel like you don't get to play a haste every turn. Like, you have to conserve your spells and use them strategically as opposed to, well, I got four hastes, I might as well just use them all now. I feel like if you know the spell deck is, like, a one-time use only, and everybody's got to kind of... Because I feel like there's some times where you're like, oh, I'll just buy, like, five spells this round because I've got all the gold or whatever. I feel like if the spell deck is, like, a one-and-done, you might be a little bit more...
The only problem with that is I think people would hold the spells...
Right.
Until I had the whole spell deck in my hand, the game would start off insanely slow and then turn into a fucking tornado.
It could.
Haste, 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 yeah. Haste, 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 haste.
Fireball, fireball, fireball.
Or maybe if there was a rule to mitigate that, you can only buy it. There's no, like, way to buy any, like, you can buy one spell per round only, no matter what.
That right, might... but then don't forget about loot from killing monsters.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of monsters where you get to draw two spells.
Right, and that would
unless you don't beat them,
change that,
Scott,
dramatically in that instance. But I'm just saying, in terms of actually buying spells, you'd only be able to buy one per round, no matter what. You have 25 gold, and they're $2 or 2 gold apiece. You can only buy one, so you better find $23 worth.
Well, if you got two alchemists, boom, there's a free spell every turn, which is what I would.
What if you can only use one though?
Right after I did,
you still get points. Did it first. You get points for the alchemist.
Correct. Yeah, it's
yeah, 2 points for each one.
Every point is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
No. You know, I honestly don't know what I would do differently in this situation because it's still kind of new. I feel like I need to play through it a few times to really... Because the first couple of times were just hate. They were hate plays. They weren't, like, actual plays.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be the bigger fan of the game that takes up the whole table and takes up the whole afternoon than I am of a game that's, you know, fits in your pocket and takes 30 minutes. But
yeah, but this is one of them games. Like I said, it's got its place.
Oh, no, absolutely.
For... the messing around.
No, it's definitely way more fun than I initially gave it credit for, but I don't know what I would change. It's kind of hard because every one thing that, like what you guys were mentioning, that kind of throws off whole dynamic. So yeah. It's like you guys gotta put more thought into your stuff, like I did.
The two people that had answers versus the one person that doesn't?
Yeah, how can you say they throw off the dynamics of the game? We haven't tried that. Option.
We're not going to. It's not in the rules.
Well, I know we're not in the rules.
No, this jackoff is over here telling me my idea is stupid, and then he doesn't even come up with one.
That was the whole point.
Well.
Oh, you know,
Brian, I didn't like your idea at all, but at least you had one.
This podcast is not called I Like Your Ideas. It's called You May
Or
May Not.
There's
like
another idea for another podcast.
Yeah. I like your ideas.
I don't like your ideas.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll be here for weeks and
that'll
weeks.
That'll just be me and Scott's podcast about Brian.
That hurts.
And we'll start another one called I Don't Like the Way You Play, and that'll be just a whole podcast about Max cheating.
Hey.
So I was going to say,
where he doesn't listen.
You give Chris guff every week for not having an answer, and now guess who has no answers, though?
Hey, this is our second week.
Yeah, but does
this.
Anybody want Chris's answer?
Nope. I get a lot of tweets about his answers.
I bet you do.
Like, yeah, from him.
Yeah.
Hey, for over under, we should do retirement homes. Really? Sorry. You should all know what that means, though, so go listen to the rest of our podcast stuff. Yeah, I got nothing else, so if you guys want a number.
For what it is.
Jesus. Right out the box. Didn't even let me finish.
I was thinking
about it. I'm hosting the shit out of this today.
I was getting ready.
I'm sticking with my score that I gave it on the website, 8.5. I think any like minor nitpicky issues that I have are completely overruled by the fact that it comes in a small box and costs a fraction of what an average deck builder costs. So that gives it some significance in my eyes.
I would love to see some type of an...
I heard there's one coming. That
would be great. Well, like I said before we started this, they have turned this universe into a pen and paper RPG. So
because what the guy at the store
told...
It's
in a beta right now. You can download the 100-page manual on their site.
I don't want to play that at all.
What the guy at the store told me is that the expansion comes with non-organic GMO chicken.
I dig that.
Dude, did that just bomb? Or were you actually...
Right
actually
now, there's somebody going, that is the best thing ever. The other one, day.
Yeah, that, they got 100% organic food.
Yeah, I want to see the expansion where it's not a fucking chicken leg. I want to see the bucket of KFC.
That would be...
Just be a, like a wet bag of Brown's chicken.
We just had Brown's chicken.
That's probably why he said that.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah, just, I don't mean like wet. I just mean like soggy from all the grease.
Actually, it wasn't even that good. I didn't like it.
Well, whatever. I'm going to actually be the jackass here, and I'm going to go 7.5.
Yeah, that's okay, because if you'd have voted on it 3 weeks ago, you'd have given it a 6.
No. 6?
If you're lucky.
Probably like 0.6, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, for what it is, it's actually it's a lot better than I gave it credit for initially. But, yeah, expansions would be neat. So, especially, like they said, for the price point. That you can get it. I don't know. Maybe your local store has it cheaper, but you can get it on Amazon for $25.
Plays up to six. Plays
up to six players.
I think that would be ridiculous, but
which is always an issue if you know you're an avid gamer like us. It's always like, dude, we're gonna play this awesome guy. Oh, there's five of us now. Damn, yeah. Draxia, it is.
We don't have five friends.
Yeah, right. So yeah, there you have it. That was Legends of Draxia by Mythica Games. So yeah, check it out, and. Check me out.
I've been calling it Legend of Drixelberg.
Terrible joke. That was...
Again.
Sorry, folks.
I got to that one guy who's thinking...
No.
That's pretty good.
No.
You didn't. That guy's not listening.
He turned this off as soon as I said, check me out.
Yeah.
So, anywho, you can follow me on Twitter at XHorseAndX. You can follow Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can follow Mike at Review and Roast. And you can find our written review and the rest of our awesome reviews at reviewandroast.com. Oh, and guess what? If you plan on going to the movies, you can buy tickets there. So why don't you go ahead and do that? Because we've made, I think, 4 cents so far. So why don't we try to make it five? But head to comicroast.com to listen to all of our other podcasts. And check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/reviewandroast. And have a good week.